In 2001, after the 9/11 terrorist attacks, you wrote a Nature commentary about the field where Flight 93 crashed near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. What prompted you to write about that place?
It was an assignment. I was the writer of the Nature Front, the Nature commentary at the time. And as you can imagine, very difficult to come up with material that week. And Kathy Naur called me and asked me to do a Nature Front about something to take our minds off it, something that would be kind of a life-affirming message in a time when everybody was so distraught.
Yeah, in the piece you talk about how you and your nature club decided to go ahead and take a previously scheduled hike on September 12th, the day after the attacks. And you say that part of the reason was so you could all turn to nature for reassurance. How can nature be reassuring in troubling times?
You have to understand nature people. This is what we go to. In a time like that, we were out there with things that was such a contrast to what we were seeing on television. Everything was still alive. The world was as it was and always had been to us. And it was just a distraction at best, but it was very reassuring to see the flowers, birds, butterflies.
That piece about the Flight 93 field was just one of probably hundreds of nature commentaries and other pieces that you've done for the Allegheny Front over the years. Is there a favorite commentary you wrote that comes to mind?
I think one of my early ones was called The Spirit of the Forest, about my experience up in the Allegheny National Forest in the old growth. I assumed I was alone in the campground, and a barred owl started screaming and hollering, and all of a sudden I saw people coming down the road, just totally mystified about this strange, mysterious noise, and it was almost like the scene from Dr. Frankenstein, all the villagers coming up to the castle with their torches, and it was just fun to work that through.
And what happened?
I finally tried to tell them what that was, but they wouldn't believe me, so they just wouldn't believe it was an owl making all that noise.
I guess they didn't know you were a nature and bird expert.
They had no idea. They just went back to their camps and I guess locked the door in the camper. I was just some strange man in the middle of the woods.
It sounds like the Allegheny National Forest was an important place for your writing and for you.
It was, very much.
What's special about it?
Pennsylvania, Penn's Woods, was actually pretty much deforested. Every tree was cut down. By the early part of the 20th century, there was not much forest standing. And there's a couple sections of the Allegheny National Forest. One in particular is Heart's Content, which does have a small little patch of preserved original virgin forest. And that's always been kind of a spiritual draw to me. It's something that just gave a lot of inspiration, not only for my writing, but for my life.
Besides the nature commentaries, there have been other stories and interviews that you've contributed. Does one stick out for you?
One in particular was a conference that the Sierra Club put on at Chatham College. And our keynote speaker was Terry Tempest Williams, who was a poet and a writer and an activist from Utah out west. And she's one of my favorite writers. And we got to spend a lot of time with her. We did several interviews, a series of interviews, in fact. And it was just a great experience meeting her.
Well, we're speaking today as part of the Allegheny Front's 20th anniversary coverage. After having spent so many years as a naturalist and educator, what do you think are the most important environmental issues over the last 20 years?
Well, obviously it comes to mind is climate change and fuel production, energy production. But I think one thing that we overlook is the effect of social issues, how that affects the environment. To be an environmentalist is to be a visionary, to look in the future, and it becomes very difficult to plan ahead, to look ahead in times of poverty and economic strife and war especially.
Do you think those issues are given more attention now?
It's much better today than it was when we started the Allegheny Front. In fact, definitely the reason we started the program was the media, both nationally and around Pittsburgh, they were just ignoring environmental issues. And also anybody that raised their voice was just kind of written off as a tree hugger or a troublemaker, and just the voices weren't being heard. We were pretty much alone in 20 years ago. And the issues are still the same. We always need a reasonable voice for the environment. We need a mechanism for them to be heard. And most of all, we need people to listen.
Chuck, thanks so much. It's been really great talking with you.
Thank you, Kara.
Chuck Taigg is a writer, naturalist, and educator. He contributed to the Allegheny Front from 1993 to 2003. For the Allegheny Front Rewind, I'm Kara Holsapple.
The Allegheny Front Rewind, a celebration of our program's 20th anniversary, is supported by the Richard King Mellon Foundation. The Allegheny Front is the region's only public radio program focused on environmental news.
Hi, I'm Kathy Naur of the Allegheny Front. I've been the executive producer for 16 of the 20 years that the program's been on the air. And for many, many years, we all did it just because we believed in it. No pay and way too many late nights in the studio. I'd like to take a moment to thank everyone who ever helped out, who wrote a word, or read a script as a volunteer for the Allegheny Front. It's your hard work that got us to 20 years.